Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Yolanda. How may I help you?
Hi. I've noticed two transactions on my debit card from you guys, and I have no idea what company this is and where this come from.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed one just today, and then I was just looking back on my statement, and I see one for last month also. And there's two today on the for the 16th. For $56.95, and then there's one for last month for $49.97, and I have no idea where this has come from, and I feel that it's a scam, and I've been reading up on some reviews online that other people have gotten scammed, and if I can't get this resolved, I'm going to have no choice but to call the Better Bureau Business Agency.
That's fine, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
48117.
Your first and last name?
Misty Duvall.
Could you verify an address, Ms. Duvall?
It's 9990 Maxwell Road, Carlton, Michigan, 48117.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay, ma'am. On December 11, 2021, you paid $7.45.
Mm-hmm.
You received a free neck massager. The other charges, okay, the $7.45 enrolled you into an online gadget store campaign. And those are membership fees. So you should receive $125. $125 monthly to shop on the Gadget Campaign store via your email. And that is what those charges were for. The $7.45 enrolled you into an online gadget store campaign. It enrolled you into a membership.
Okay, I have no clue for that, what that is.
Oh, you didn't make the charges because or do you know anyone in your household who could have ordered it?
No. I mean, nobody really shops online like that.
Okay, ma'am. That's no problem. I can just, I can get you over to our fraud department, and they will investigate to see who made the these charges on your card. And they take credit card fraud very seriously, and they will look into it and see where the charges are stemming from. So if you hold on one moment, I'll get you transferred over.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer service.